Advent is a time of waiting, a time of light and of dark, a holy season of expectancy. Advent means arrival, and we are waiting for your arrival, O light of the world. We sing our beautiful songs of longing and of hope, and we pray that you will come. Kings and prophets of old prayed, come. All of my life I have prayed, come. Yet has humanity gotten any closer to you in these thousands of years of our existence? Have I gotten any closer to you in my few decades of life? Or is the distance to you always the same, no matter how far we travel? When our bleeding feet have apparently covered a part of the distance to your eternity, don't you always retreat twice as far away from us, into the immense reaches filled only by your infinite being? You tell us that you have already come, once upon a time, as a baby in the straw. You tell us that you have come, have settled in among us, and shared our drab and ordinary lives. But, to be honest, it is hard to see you in this place. To be honest, your arrival often feels more like a departure. You came as you promised, but you did not change our poor and finite sort of life as you lived it. Instead, you became like us in every regard. You lived every moment carefully, not letting any sort of torment slip from your cupped hands. You felt deeply every drop of this life, and suffered it all, right to the bleeding end. You, too, felt death coming for you, steadily, relentlessly. You, too, when you looked up to the one who is called Father, begging for comfort in your pain and dread, were met with deafening silence. Is this why you came? Is this birth in Bethlehem and death on Golgotha the coming that is to redeem all of us from our human misery? Are we to be comforted simply because you also wept and met your end? No. Now I begin to understand that we sing and pray this come of hope and longing because you are still in the process of your coming. Your appearance as part of the very dirt you created was only the beginning of your coming. You chose to rescue us from our misery by taking on our very misery and bringing it to the triumphant ending we could not have found. You alone are able to take the cross we all bear and change it into a triumphant banner of victory. It is said you will come again, but again is misleading. It is said that you will appear again, and perhaps this is a better way of understanding, because you have never really gone away. In all of our human existence, you have never left us. Behold, you come. Now it is still the one single hour of your advent, at the end of which we too shall have found out that you have really come. O God, who is to come, grant me the grace to live now in the hour of your advent in such a way that I may merit to live in your forever, in the blissful hour of your eternity. Amen.